This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
What if you could go back in time and change the past? Would it destroy the future? Monday. Timeless premieres.
This guy went back in time, trying to rewrite history. It could change the present in ways we can't predict.
Critics are calling Timeless thrilling, eye-popping, full of action and adventure.
Who are you? We're actually...
This is Dr. Dre. I'm Nurse Jackie. We're from General Hospital.
Timeless. Season premiere after The Voice, Monday on NBC.
Tianyu speaks and apparently isn't a good person either, which means how good is The Good Place? We break it down here in just a few seconds.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is Jianyu's favorite song.
Of course it is.
He DJs this in the club in Florida.
Mr. DJ
all
Music.
The time.
Mr. What was it? DJ Mr. Music. Also, Michael, I think you cold opened us with Tianyu.
I did.
Which is great. You combined them.
You know what? They're together. They're
I know you're
couple.
Shipping them. I was very impressed. And to me, it was efficient. You could have said Jianyu and Tahani.
Yep.
You just said
yep.
You combined them. I was actually impressed by it.
I did it on purpose.
Ooh, we got some people in the live chat.
Thank you for joining us. I am your lead host, Michael Klaus. You can follow me on Instagram at TheOnlyMC. You can follow me on Twitter at MichaelKlausTV. It's guys' night tonight.
It's guys, boys' night.
Jeff Graham.
What up, y'all? Jeff Graham here. Thanks for tuning in again. You guys can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. We're down in Allie tonight, unfortunately.
We are.
But we miss you, Allie. I think she might be hopping in the live chat.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, my Super Vlogs is back. We got Rent. Man, we got lots of people in the live
That's
chat.
That's right.
What up, y'all? Thanks for joining.
We got lots of people. Well, you know what? Let's get into it right away. I think the biggest thing from 3 and 4 is... Tianyu, whatever we want to call them together, because
right.
That was a big focus.
It's a lot of names in this show. That's the one thing. Is it like just even from a writer's perspective,
yes.
It's like, oh, like these names are not, they don't necessarily roll
yes.
off the tongue. We're just not used to them yet. It's a new show.
And then Tahani's last name in there, her name means congratulations, beautiful. And like there's so many names.
A lot of names.
I thought it was interesting. Real quick, last week at the end, we made a couple of predictions about when Jianyu would speak,
mm-hmm.
who was doing the letter. We got like all of our answers right away.
I know. I was like, I bet Jianyu won't even speak. Sure enough, episode
you guys
three.
Called it like the end, right?
I
was like, probably five or six.
Yeah. Sure enough,
right there.
Yeah, episode three, very end. Jason Mendoza.
So your thoughts, and everyone else there on the live chat too, at the very end of three, when we get the letter... Thinking, initially that it could be her sending herself a letter. No, it's him. He speaks.
Yeah.
And your first impressions of him in that incident.
Very shocking. Lots of shocking moments in what's sort of a traditional single cam comedy. It's very, like, plot-y. Like, there's a lot
mm-hmm.
of, like, things happening. Like, I feel like every act, there's, like, a twist.
Yeah.
Which is cool. It's just, like, I'm used to Michael Schur's shows being, like, so loose. Like Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Parks and Rec are just like very, like there's great shows, but like there's not always like tons of stakes. Sometimes in the romance, there's a lot of stakes, but in this show, it's like everyone might die if Eleanor doesn't start being a good person.
Yeah. And there's we'll get into character development, but with her, I think it's tough because she now is not the worst one. She's better than Jianyu.
I think she's better than Jason Mendoza. What do we call him now?
Yeah. Jason is a lot easier to roll
Jason's
off the tongue.
Easy. Yeah, for sure.
He is interesting, you know, being from Florida. He is amateur a lot of things, you know, I think is just the easiest way to say. Let's see, amateur DJ with EDM. He does Vine pranks. But what he really makes money at is he sells drugs to college kids. Yeah. Fake drugs.
Yeah.
He is so out there.
Yeah. And just so you know, I don't know if you might have said this at the beginning, we're covering 3 and 4 today.
Yes.
Because we're just back from last week, and we're kind of just going to talk about both, because it's not like this is like a serialized show like House of Cards where you kind of have to go in order. We're just going to talk about all of it, because all these episodes are kind of connected. So
yeah, we're very much topic-based here.
Yes.
Of the most important thing, and that's why we led right away with Jianyu, Jason, of, wow, this is really just really out there, and so...
Yeah, props to the actor, because, like, first two episodes, I really did, his physical performance really made me read, like, this very serious, internally meditative Buddhist monk, and then once he came out as Jason Mendoza, the Filipino hip-hop or EDM DJ from Florida, I was like, oh! And his performance very... effectively, I'm talking with my hands. Our producer's probably rolling his eyes in the booth because, in case you guys didn't know, I'm a very, very verbose.
And if you get too far...
you cross. anyway, back to Jason Mendoza. He's this Filipino EDM DJ. And, like, what I was going to say is his performance. I think his name is Manny Jacinto. I apologize. It does such a good job of really conveying this transition just through his performance, through his physicality... through all of that, you know?
Something to bring up, which someone brought up on the live chat, is, are they the only mistakes?
I know. I think we can have a deeper discussion about this, but I'm starting to wonder if literally everyone is not the... like, if they're all hiding something.
Yeah.
And, like, we were having... this is a good discussion to have now, actually. Mm-hmm. One thing that's been interesting to us on this show is there are... human characters who are dead and are in the good place. And then there are, like, spiritual characters who were never people in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Janet is...
Janet is just...
is just Siri incarnate.
Yes.
And Michael, the architect, is apparently not a human, really. Which we know. Yeah. He's kind of an angel.
Like, live, yes.
But his quote of saying, I want to wear suspenders and other human clothes. I was like, oh, I guess he's not really...
this is, like, a first... time for it, which makes you wonder what he wore kind of before when he was in training.
Right. Yeah, it's true. Who knows? Maybe like a robe.
Maybe he was wearing what Jianyu wore.
Yeah, you're right. That would make sense. Very spiritual. But the reason I bring that up is because the only human characters we're really dealing with in like a in terms of like the regular cast would be Eleanor, Tahani, and Jason Mendoza. And right now we know that Eleanor and Jason should not be there. So the question is, should Tahani be there? Is she hiding something too?
I thought, did you think going into 3 when we're starting to find out a little more about her, I thought it was leading that there was going to be a crack in her.
Mm-hmm, I know. And I'm sure there is. We just haven't seen it. I mean, like, we've seen the cracks a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. She's pretty passive-aggressive.
We find out, let me get to my notes here. We find out how she gets to the good place. And we were kind of more into character development, which I think was a big thing, especially in 3. Mm-hmm. And then we learn more about in 4. We learn how she gets there, where she raised $60 million, right? Yeah, $60 billion for nonprofit groups. She was schooled in Paris, was a museum curator, was a model for a short period of time, but well, that kind of fell through because her bosoms were too big, which is a, you know.
She's been cursed with ample bosom.
That is just. So, we learn more about her, and I thought it was going to get to where she was going to crack.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll see her break. I think it's still building.
We see the crying scene.
We do see her cry. I mean, we've seen her show signs of vulnerability.
Yes.
Which, she's the kind of person, the kind of character who wouldn't want to show vulnerability, because she likes to present this image of herself being so put together.
Mm-hmm.
But, little by little... we're seeing Tahani's walls come on down.
All of the characters.
Yeah.
And next up, I think we learn more about Chidi,
mm-hmm.
who really, according to Michael, his life's been worthless.
Yeah. Yeah. That was harsh.
That was.
Yeah.
especially because we've held Chidi on such a high standard of, like, he's, you know, almost below Michael as, like, the leader, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he definitely...
And the teacher,
he's kind of, yeah, like a sage. Like, mm-hmm. he has this wisdom, and he certainly thinks that of himself as well.
Yeah, following along
in the live chat.
It was episode 2 was where Michael kicked the dog into the sun.
Yes.
Someone said episode 3. No, it was episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
And so with him, he wrote 3,600 pages on ethics.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That's, he just throws it all away.
Yeah, Michael was like, what did he say? He's like, I've read every book in the entire world.
It took me 2 weeks to read every book in all the literature in the entire world. And yours, I still like haven't gotten through a process fully.
The show's pretty funny.
It's hilarious.
There's a lot of great one-liners, and I think we had this discussion last week, but it can mm-hmm. be hard for comedies to right out the gate really be funny, because a lot of comedies, their humor is based on really knowing these characters,
yes.
but there's a lot of silliness, and there's a lot of funny one-liners, like Michael trying to read Chidi's book.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to Chidi as a character, we were kind of talking about that. He is a great kind of stereotype of all the goods and all of the bads, all the good parts and all the bad parts of a stereotypical college ethics professor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think they've done a really good job capturing the pluses and minuses of that kind of pretentious, because his heart is big and he wants to make the world better, but sometimes he's too intellectual about it.
He's very book smart, not necessarily street smart.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'd say the same about Michael.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't say the same about Janet,
because no.
Janet now is street smart. She knows how the lingo.
Okay, this was hilarious. This was so funny.
Just in every scene, you never knew what to expect.
I know. Props to Darcy Carden, which I'm trying to get her on the show, you guys.
And she sees me. She's one of your favorites on this show, isn't
she?
She's
one of my. Yeah, I tweeted at her last week. She tweeted mm-hmm. back, which is
she
crazy.
Did.
She tweeted back. And I said, she liked the tweet where I invited her onto the after show.
Okay.
So she knows. That has to mean she's in, right?
I commented on something with Ted Danson on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't heard back from that.
Haven't heard back from Teddy.
So we're trying, in talks with publicists too, just so you guys know, we're really trying to get someone on the show.
We're working on it. So, I mean, some of these, Kristen Bell is not a small get. But,
no, not really.
But we are
I'm
the
trying
definitive...
to memorize where she goes on her weekly run so that I can just...
And it intercepts.
Hop in and be like, hey.
Nice.
I'm kidding. That's a joke, everyone.
Well.
I probably would.
Janet's character is just the funniest. Like, talk about a dream for a writer's room to just give her.
Spread your wings.
Like, what's the one. Talking about Christopher Columbus.
Because, yes. Because of the rape.
Fun
and
fact.
The...
Christopher Columbus is in the bad place because of the raping, slavery, and genocide. Like, what?
She moves from fun facts to try to be, like, more hip lingo.
Yeah, good job.
You can say that again.
I'm wondering, I hope this character doesn't get old. You worry that a character like Janet might be a one-note character a little bit. But so far, I am loving it.
It's great. And I wonder, you know, you're talking about, you know, other comedies. It's hard because they're so character-based. And
right.
You have to get to know the characters. I'm wondering why that's even like in 3. They really just dove in and...
It's all this development.
All this development right away, kind of laying that groundwork early. Doing a good job of making it funny and not just, you know...
I will say, though, I'm almost a little overwhelmed by all of the things that have happened.
I can see that.
Like, sometimes I kind of enjoy, like, the sit back and you're on for the ride element of a comedy. Because when you're watching, like, a Shonda Rhimes show, for example, you expect all these twists. Whereas with a comedy, it's sometimes nice to just kind of sit back and hang out with the characters. A little bit, in episodes 3 and 4, I was like, whoa, another curveball. Whoa.
Yeah.
Jason Mendoza, what, you're an EDM DJ? Like, it's...
Yes.
To me, I almost want the show to chill out a little bit.
And they introduce another side character, not as much as Janet, but Patricia, who is the restaurant cook.
I'm interested, real quick, what are your thoughts on, like, the pacing of the show? Are you cool with it? Because I love the show. I want to emphasize, I love the show. I'm a little, like, overwhelmed by the pacing.
I am. I would agree
you
with
feel
that.
The same way?
Because when I'm, like, trying to, you know, take notes and really, like, let it sink in of who these people are and try to even think back to the past couple episodes and you're trying to compare things that have happened and just take it all in, and then there's, like, something else. And you're like, oh, switch there. Oh, yeah. Switch there. So I'm
digging it overall. I just, I think I'm not used to that from a comedy. What are, if you're, obviously you are watching, let us know in the comments. What do you think of the pacing? Do you think it's a little much? Do you think it's a little fast? Let us know.
Yeah.
Chat too.
Another thing that
you were talking about Patricia when I,
I thought her character was funny too.
This was hilarious.
Where she's the like angry, happy, like, can we add three more seats? You want me to add three more seats? Okay.
This is really funny. Yeah, we talk about Michael Schur, the captain steering this ship, and he's so good at those kind of guests, those co-star roles. It's the kind of thing, you're an actor. You're definitely a host. I'm not really an actor, but I have a lot of friends who are actors. And they talk about, a lot of times, these co-star roles, you know, like the you're only in one episode kind of role. You go in, and it's like, hey, can I have a drink? Or like, oh, the weather's great. Like, it's not really a fun...
It's not a main...
There's nothing fun about the audition. You're like, how do I... What I love about Michael Schur shows, this show especially, Patricia's character shows us that these two goofy garbage people from episode two, even there's a lot of care and time and thought in these co-star roles.
Yes. And like, I think because I think we'll be seeing more of them.
Yeah, I hope so.
I mean, I can certainly see us going back to the Good Plates restaurant.
Yeah.
Great name, by the way.
Hilarious.
I can see us going back there, so they're really investing in these even minor characters, which you enjoy.
Right. It's great. And that's like a staple of Michael Schur's shows. He takes a lot of care in making every single thing that happens matter. You know what I mean? Be funny. Like, that's kind of the rule of comedy is, like, if you're making a choice, make it an intentional choice. You know, make it funny. And this is what he does, I think.
Somebody brought up here Jason wanting to date Janet. That, I mean, another little
thing. Oh, yeah. I kind of missed that. We just watched the episode.
So that was when they were talking, and he was like, yeah, I really like Janet.
Oh,
she's really out there.
Yeah.
You think she's dating or something? And they're like, no, you can't date her.
Yeah, Jason's not the brightest bulb.
I almost think, and everyone will live chat or tweet at me, and I'll ask your thoughts. He's almost, I almost don't like him.
See, I do, but I can see why you might, why not? I want to hear.
I think he's, I don't know. It's one of those people, I mean, every character you look at and you'd be like, could I get along with them in real life?
Yeah.
Like, are there things that I would want to hang out with this person, or I could, you know, stand being them in my friend group. And I'm like, him, I'm like, it's almost too much. Especially, like, in the surroundings there, too, of like, at least with Eleanor, she knows where she is. She knows she has to keep a low profile.
Self-awareness. There's self-awareness.
Yes, he has none of that.
I kind of get like a Joey Tribbiani a little bit from him, which I think...
I can see that.
Like the lovable doofus, but like kind of the like a lady killer maybe a little bit.
You think Jianyu's a lady killer?
I think he will be. I kind of think...
He did land the hottest girl on the show.
Right.
Not necessarily by his own doing, but...
I just have a feeling like he's going to be... If you go back and watch... If we're talking comedy, it's hard not to talk about Friends. Because, like, it's hard... I feel like Friends really is one of the staple comedies of the 90s.
Yes.
And that show, like, so nails kind of, like, the six characters of comedy, you know? And Joey in season one of Friends is kind of not great. Like, he's kind of just a douche.
No, yeah. He's very much, like, the, oh, I just want to be an actor, and very much...
Right.
Yeah,
he's kind of a womanizer, but that's it. But, like, I think... We're going to see the fun kind of lovable doofus with Jason. Like, I think we're going to...
I'm hoping so.
I thought he was funny, though. Like, I think, like, watching him try to, like, talk about reliving his dreams as an EDM DJ in Florida. And I actually have the quote, and I don't want to... He's like, you know, but one day I want to DJ in Daytona, Tallahassee, Tampa even. Like, just
when,
Florida.
And when Alley Cat, right? Alley Cat?
Acid Cat.
Acid Cat.
Clearly a Deadmau5 reference. Deadmau5, I'm just being a goof.
Acid Cat lets him take over because he has to go to some party, other big party in DJ. That's like a strip club thing.
He has to go party with Fred Durst on a capsizing yacht. He has to go Oh, man.
There was some, like, naked person reference in there, I believe.
Fred Durst
as well.
Is throwing an orgy on a partially capsized yacht.
That's why it is, the orgy. And he's like, oh, my goodness, that's your dream. And he's like, no, that's your dream. That's my Tuesday.
Gosh, the show is funny.
There's little things in there.
So many one-liners. I think I'm ready for it to take a backseat, slow down a little bit, because sometimes it's hard for me to enjoy the jokes when I'm like so concerned about like, whoa, like there's so many things.
By the way, My Super Vlogs says that he believes it's going a little fast, too. So we're not... Okay.
It's not bad.
But here's the other thing. We're also talking about maybe it's going a little fast, but we're also saying that we enjoy all of the little parts. So it's a balance.
My Super Vlogs is with you about Jason, though. He says he prefers the Buddhist monk, Jianyu. He prefers Jianyu to Jason.
Yeah, it's just...
I think we're going to grow to love Jason, you guys. Right now, he's kind of a little douchey.
He's smart, though, in terms of that he has the butthole.
The butthole.
Another little one to throw in there.
I didn't really like this joke.
Enough, he was smart enough to create that room, though.
He's smart. I know. That's true. That's resourceful.
So
resourceful. I feel like the butthole joke for me didn't land until we return and Chidi walks in and goes, oh, butthole.
Oh, yeah, butthole.
That was pretty funny. I bought the joke.
Oh, so let's talk about the main character, Eleanor. We certainly see, you know, I said this at the beginning, that I feel like her character, we are seeing improvements.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she is also looking a lot better because of Jianyu.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, it's like all of a sudden we have a lower bar by which to compare her.
Yes.
You're right.
She is not the worst mistake.
She's not the worst mistake. And I don't think she's the only mistake. I really think we're going to see more.
They've really opened the door. And so I think... I mean, even you look at it now, and I really just realized this. We're talking about the minor characters. There's really only... six? Five.
Four. I mean, because Janet, I don't think we're going to see a ton of development.
Yeah.
She's kind of like Jerry from Parks and Rec.
Yes.
If you watch Parks and Rec, mm-hmm. where like it's a great character, it's fun and funny, but you know what, though? We do see we meet Jerry's hot wife in season three. I digress. That's a different show. But it's important to talk about because it's Michael Schur and it's his mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I think really we just have Michael and Eleanor and Tahani.
And so far, we have, you know, half the people that we know that are actually in the good place are bad.
Mistakes. I know.
That's 50%. That's not a good ratio.
That's not a good ratio. And I think that's kind of, it seems to be sort of thematically where the show is going. It's like, does anyone really belong here? Is anyone even good? What is good? You know?
And that gets back to, I think I said this last week, of was this Michael's plan to show that, He put these mistakes in here on purpose.
I still think it wasn't Michael's plan. It was God's plan. We haven't met God yet, but I really think near the end of the season, we're going to find... Because Michael seems to be in panic mode. I feel like I'm steering us off course, which I apologize.
No, off course.
We can hop back to Eleanor, but I think it's important to acknowledge that like Michael seems to be in distress with all of the...
He's calmly freaking out.
If he's Morpheus to this world, the Matrix is falling apart. Anytime someone is, their badness manifests, it's a pretty interesting trope. It's a very interesting thing to explore, is how does people's behavior affect the greater good? And in this case, very, very negatively, obviously, with mm-hmm. the sinkhole. And that was so much crazy CGI in the show. I have a feeling there's going to be some kind of explanation for why all these mistakes, these glitches in the Matrix, so to say.
Who does everyone, you know, out there think is responsible for the mistakes? Are you...
Do you think it's Michael?
You think it's Michael? You think it's God? You think it's someone else?
Someone else we haven't met? Maybe
it's just... It's just an accident just in
happened.
General?
It could have just happened.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling there's some kind of greater explanation.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing with Eleanor is that obviously we see her trying to help out Jianyu. And mm-hmm. so that's why, you know, obviously she has we'll get to the situation with her, the relationship with her and Tahani in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But the situation with her and Jianyu, she's trying to help him. She realizes you're in a similar place with me, following my footsteps, even at the very end talking with Chidi. But she tries to help him while we're in the good place.
Right. Yeah, this is a good thing. It's a nice way for her. In these episodes, we really do. You mentioned the growth. We do see a lot of growth. She opens up her heart to both Tahani and Jianyu. You know what I mean? Are you looking at the chat?
Yeah, I'm looking at the chat. Someone says that they really wish God would show up and just yell at Michael like a dad.
I think we're gonna see that. Maybe.
Yeah.
We can save that for predictions. But I think we have seen a lot of growth from Eleanor because she's really, the question is, what's motivating her? Is she helping people just to be good, or is she helping people because she cares?
She realized in this episode, in I think it was 3, that she realizes of what she does wrong. And I think that's in a flashback. And she says, quote, good people make me feel insecure. And, you know, talking with a flashback of an ex-boyfriend. And so I think she realizes for the first time of like, all right, yeah, I messed up.
Yeah.
And I know there are things that I need to fix. I don't want to fix me altogether, but I think there are good things that I can do.
Yeah, and even if she's not fixing herself yet, her ability to extend a hand to other people is at least a step. It's a step for Eleanor Shellstrop.
Which, even you look at, you know, getting into heaven, what the criteria was of more good things than bad. And so she just is getting there now,
right,
in the afterlife versus on Earth. But
I think I would like to see with Eleanor's character a big moment, because it's fun and Kristen Bell's doing great, but she's almost a little bit of the straight man in a way. I mean, like, she's the Alice to our Wonderland, you know, like, and she's more flawed than Alice. But I think I want to see, I guess these episodes weren't really about her, you know, she was along for the ride, but I think episode 5, episode 6, I want to see some big moments with Eleanor. Kristen Bell's comedy is so fun. She's a great physical comic too. So I want to see, I'm excited to see some more of that. Because she kind of took a backseat in these two, which is fine.
I think we learned more about her not through her, if that makes sense. We learned about her character not with like her main acting. So in the way that she would like small things, small assists.
Right.
Her, you know, relationship with Tahani. Which, real quick, everybody had their last meal at the Good Place. What would your last meal be? Or your favorite meal. Sorry, not last meal. Favorite meal. And everyone out there in the live chat, too. Someone talked about the guy with the M&Ms.
That's a great question. Here's what it would be for me. And let us know in the comments what yours would be, too. Okay, my mom makes this. That's what it would be. Just my mom. Mm-hmm. You just cook her. I'm just kidding. So we have a weird relationship. It's this buffalo chicken. That's a Rachel Ray recipe. And she told me.
Is it really your mom then, or is it Rachel Ray?
It's Rachel Ray. But my mom makes it so good. And what it is, it's
or is your mom Rachel Ray?
It's both. I'm just kidding. So it's a chicken breast, but you dip it in buffalo sauce and breadcrumbs, and it's so good. And then you serve it with blue cheese coleslaw. And you've never had anything better than blue cheese coleslaw.
On the side?
You can put it right on top, though.
I was going to say, on the top or on the side?
If you're feeling like it's a big day, like you want to take an adventure, you put the coleslaw right on the chicken. You know?
Coleslaw on... Do you put coleslaw on pulled pork?
Yeah, but yeah. It's the same idea.
Yeah, same.
All right, Michael Klaus, what's your last meal? I want to hear.
I'm very much like a... I'm a meat eater. I'm very much like
carnivore.
I'm a carnivore. And so...
It's not very L.A. of you.
I think there's a lot of things not L.A. about me. That's not a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing at all.
I think I would go with like a nice big... I'm torn. I would probably have lobster. I'd probably go with the meat of the sea.
The meat. See, I'm kind of surprised by that answer because I feel like you set me up for like a burger or steak.
Here's the thing. That was a last minute switch because I was thinking about a prime rib.
Yeah.
Like a big old prime rib.
A prime rib.
A king cut.
Yeah.
Prime rib. Place we always go to at home. We might go over Thanksgiving again. That my brother used to work at. And so the cook knows us and brings us bigger portions.
Yeah.
So you get the king and you get even a bigger cut than the king.
Only kings for the Klauses.
Only kings for the Klauses.
I bet the fans are loving this too. The digression of us talking about food in our hometown.
Yeah. So let's go. People here. My super vlog says my favorite is this beef stew that my mom makes. So good. See, she's there with you of that. You know, it's this family recipe. It's like the soup that the one guy had. Have my mother's eggs with tomato and peppers. It's so good. It would be my final meal. We have for Chinese chicken with fried rice. Oof.
Sounds good.
This show shouldn't be around dinner time.
I know.
Because right now I'm kind of hungry.
What were the meals we saw on the show? We saw
fish and peanut butter,
peanut sauce, a Thai peanut. I thought that sounded good.
They shot
it down, but I thought it sounded good.
I would eat that.
I think my favorite was that Eleanor didn't have a meal because the original Eleanor Shellstrop, her favorite meal was the hunger strike. You went on to protest Bolivian sex trafficking. This is very funny.
Because Jianyu had tofu. Yeah, and what did they call it?
The white sponge.
The white sponge?
It's kind of what tofu is.
That's what tofu is. I think I'm actually surprised there weren't more desserts. Someone says on here, angel food cake.
Mmm, with strawberries.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Strawberry shortcake, but yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
With enough of the strawberry juice that soaks into the
reduction. You gotta have enough of that. Is that what they call that, a reduction?
Yes. Back to the actual show and enough about food. Although, anyone watching this right now, it's National Coffee Day, and there are certain places you can get free cup of coffee, and at certain places... I know Krispy Kreme, maybe Dunkin' Donuts, you can get a free donut in addition to a coffee. So yes, it's not too late after this if you want to run out.
Also, while we're on this quick diversion, I do have to shout out my producer really quick, Mark. He is an all-star and does everything. Mark, I did remember that I just had a live read from our amazing sponsors, Crooked Kingdom. And if possible, I'd love to get that emoed into the studio because they're an amazing sponsor. And as you guys know, these shows are free, and I have... a sponsor that I would love to shout out, and I actually am...
It's actually a different one, Jeff, so don't you worry.
All right. It's going to be on our way. Let's keep talking about the show. We'll end with our amazing sponsor, but...
I want to talk about the relationship between Tahani and Eleanor.
Yes, me too. I'm glad... we need to explore this, because it's interesting.
It is, in terms of... It starts out that Eleanor wants to prove her wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all summed up by the plant.
This is another example of using the objects in the good place to symbolize what's actually going on. Mm-hmm. This is very, very interesting, and it's a trope I'm still into it. I'm not sick of it yet. Like, it's happened in every episode, but it always is interesting to me. It's those details that make the good place so interesting. Tahani and Eleanor Shellstrop definitely give me a you've seen Bridesmaids. Have you seen Bridesmaids?
I have not.
So for those who have seen Bridesmaids... comedy fans, I'm sure a number of you have. Kristen Wiig's character and Rose Byrne's character kind of give me the same dynamic as...
like a fakeness?
A fakeness. It's like a kind of artificial...
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And it's kind of like the prissy, seemingly put-together person and like the rough around the edges. But really, they're both kind of flawed people.
They're both.
And the way we see Tahani end up actually loving Eleanor... I'm really interested to explore this friendship.
Yeah, I think that as we get to know the characters and their flaws,
mm-hmm.
because, with the first couple episodes, it almost seems like we've, put Tahani on a high level.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're starting to see a little more, once we see the cracks in her, it makes her a little more real.
Right.
Which allows us to pair her more with Eleanor.
Totally. It's great. Yeah, it's like all these characters are slowly converging. We're seeing the broken characters get built up, and we're seeing the built-up characters kind of get broken down.
Mm-hmm.
Little by little.
And realizing that in The Good Place, everyone is kind of there for an actual reason.
Right. And we will see. I think it's going to come to a head. We still have a lot to go, though. That's the thing that's interesting to me. We're talking about pacing. I feel like we're 4 episodes in, and, like, we still have 7 episodes just in this season.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like, where are we going? Is now, do we talk? Have we covered everything? I feel like I'm steering us off course.
No. I just think I'll be very interested in that. I think that relationship is going to grow a lot more because we see Tahani crack, and I think we're going to see more. What we're prediction kind of at the beginning of the show is that everyone has a fault,
right?
That I think that will grow more, and as Kristen Bell's character, grows more, that they will grow together.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely agree.
So, a lot of people someone in the live chat was asking, did anyone think that Tahani was going to fall in the sinkhole?
I didn't think so. That would have been interesting.
It would have been. And that's the thing. His question is, can anybody die?
I know. This sinkhole was like
because
a thing.
The sinkhole was a thing. It was huge. The guy with the soup fell in.
Yeah.
Can you die in The Good Place?
I know. Like, I was... That was one of those moments where I was like, whoa, there's, like, a huge sinkhole in the middle of this restaurant. Like, people are falling in. Like, this is...
Yes. And even the scene in episode one...
And two.
And two, where there's the flying shrimp, the, chaos.
Lot. It's cool. I like it. It's different. It's fresh. But I just... it's a lot. Which is okay. The show, yeah. The show's making big... It's taking big swings. I'd much rather have a show in its first season take big risks... And maybe sometimes they don't pay off, then, like, not take any risks at all. Because those are the shows that
they're not
going
safe.
They're not going safe, which is good. Because on TV nowadays, if you go safe, you're getting the boot.
Yeah. You got to prove yourself.
Got to prove yourself.
And they're doing that. Question, which kind of gets in, maybe leads into predictions to a certain extent. Will Tahani find out about Jason Jianyu? Whatever we want to call him.
I saw someone ask this.
Yes. How soon do you think, and obviously with all of our predictions last week, we predicted like 5 and 6 episodes down the road, and it turned out to be the next episode. So right. How soon do you think that, and even, we have Chidi finding out. At what point will everyone find out?
That's what's interesting. Like, this world either has to, like, kind of slow down, or it needs to get bigger, because, like, at the pace we're going, it's a snowball. The snowball's getting bigger quickly. And I think Tahani's going to learn. This is good. This is a good point. You don't die in a good place because
the
of
trash
the
trash can.
Good
yeah,
call.
Yeah.
Thank you. Who was that? That was Renji again. Thanks again.
Yes.
So with the pace of the show, I feel like Tahani's got to find out soon. And then, by extension, Michael's got to find
out. She found out a little bit.
I know.
She heard him talk when he... Cool that or something.
And she's for sure going to want to narc. She's the kind of person she's going to want to tell. Like, Tahani's so buttoned up and, like, so together and such a rule follower that she's going to for sure want to tell. So, I don't know.
But you almost look at it and it's like, well, then what? Then by midway through the season, we know that everybody's bad?
I know. That's why I'm yeah. like, whoa, whoa. Like,
so that's part of me is, like, I don't think that she will find out. I think... let's do the predictions.
Yeah,
let's get that. Let's get that music. We're to that point.
We're to that point.
We are definitely to that point.
I always feel like I'm at the club. Speaking of EDM, speaking of Mr. DJ Music.
Are you a big EDM fan?
My roommate is. So I feel like by extension,
you appreciate it.
But I do like Deadmau5, Deadmau5, for those who don't understand my terrible joke.
I'd rather have a dead mouse than a live mouse.
I laughed way too hard at that terrible joke. But that's good. Let's predict.
So next, how soon do you think that Tahani will find out? Anyone out there on the live chat too, or just, tweeting in general, how soon do you think that Tahani will find out?
I kind of think like soon. Like, I feel like...
How soon? What episode you got?
I'm thinking six.
So in 2 episodes.
I think next week we're going to kind of slow down. I think we have to slow down.
I think I'm...
It's going to be one of those, like, it's just in the season comedies. Like, maybe Eleanor has to learn how to, like, mow the lawn. That would be terrible. But, like, something just kind of like a funny... I'm ready for something a little less plotty, to be honest. Like, my favorite thing about comedies is, like, you don't necessarily need a ton of stuff to happen.
You just get good jokes.
Just good jokes and the characters hanging out. Like, I'm ready for one of those episodes. I don't need to learn that, like, Michael's secretly... Like, the devil. Like, I just... None of that stuff's bad, but, like,
Did you read something?
Oh, yeah. Michael is Satan. No, I'm just kidding.
we're going another hour.
But I think... Then I think episode 6, we're going to start moving again. So I think Tahani's going to find out in episode 6 and panic.
I think with the way that they set it up, it has to slow down. With the classes going on, I think that it has to slow down in that. Jianyu will... slow down a little bit and be like, okay, I realize that I have to keep this under wraps. I even see it going like 7 or 8 before Tahani finds out.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because it's too much too quick.
See, but would you have thought that at this point, not only would Jianyu be speaking, but he would be a Filipino Floridian DJ?
No!
So, like, knowing that, I don't know. It's
if you were going to put a multiple choice up there that says, who is he actually?
Is he a Buddhist monk? Or is he a Filipino Floridian DJ named Mr. DJ?
Who sells fake drugs to college kids?
There's a lot of like pawning off fake items.
Yeah.
To make you a bad person. I guess that's pretty bad. That's why.
I'll stop selling those fake Oakleys in this.
What else do we have to learn? So,
well, you were talking earlier about the relationship between Eleanor and Chidi.
Yeah, I'm so.
And I want to hear that. I want to hear that prediction.
I hardcore sensed a romance between them this episode.
More
I think,
so on her end or his end?
Oh, definitely on his end. I don't think she would give him the time of day. Yeah. I think wow, that was a lot of thoughts all at once, guys. This is live. I think that Eleanor is really in. Here we go. I'm going to take a breath. I think that Chidi is very into Eleanor, but I think Eleanor is hardcore friend zoning Chidi. And here's why I think that. Because Eleanor is talking about Chidi and she's saying some nice things. He's one of the most brilliant, kind people, and he's blushing a little bit. But then she calls him a nerd, and he doesn't like that at all.
No. She said it twice, too.
She said it twice. And I think I'm sensing like the kind of cute Chidi doesn't want to like Eleanor, but he does like her.
Is this the relationship of the good guy falling for
the bad girl? Yes.
And the bad girl kind of putting the good guy in the friend zone. And mm-hmm. until it's getting older and you're like, oh, well, maybe he is more of like a stable guy.
Yes. Yes. Hmm. That's exactly what, I think that's exactly what it is. And we'll see.
Yeah, I certainly see it more from his end, though, than her end. Although, I will say this, in the flashbacks of her exes, the one ex that we saw tonight, I immediately thought Chidi. Immediately.
Wait.
With the way that he acted going to the coffee spot with the terrible owner.
Oh, yes.
That ex-boyfriend who was very much like, we can't support these people.
I know.
Like, we can't do this. And then her being spiteful with the tickets.
Really quick, we just have to acknowledge, these flashbacks are probably my favorite part of the show. It's consistently hilarious for me.
Yes.
Sorry, I just had to throw that in.
And now we see the flashbacks with Jianyu, too.
I know. I can't wait to see Tahani's flashbacks, by the way.
But, no, so what was I saying?
I interrupted you. You're talking about how the ex-boyfriend was a lot like Chidi.
Yes, and so you can see her past relationships, not as much of a nerd, mm-hmm. to use her words, as Jianyu.
Right.
But still someone like that.
Mm. Yes.
So maybe that's kind of forward,
I think,
to what will happen.
I could see her falling for the nerd, because mm-hmm. she's kind of a bad girl. What if the good place is actually the bad place? That comes from Boo 69Bs. It's very mature. It's a little funny.
I've been holding off saying it the entire episode, but yeah, you're right. You're
it's
right.
Kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's clever. I don't know if it's clever. Cleverness.
It made me laugh.
I'm asking thoughts on the relationship between Eleanor and Chidi.
Yeah, thoughts on... Let us know
in
the comments.
I really want to know.
I'm shipping them, and I think we're going to see them. I think we're going to see
some. How soon?
I think later. I think that's going to be... We're going to start to see Chidi, and Eleanor's going to be totally oblivious. But down the line, there's going to be a moment in episode 13. This is such a Michael Schur show thing, where like there's this really kind of amazing, serious moment. Like, you watch The Office?
Mm-hmm.
The casino moment. We're going to see that in season 1, episode 13, with Chidi and Eleanor. I'm saying, I'm calling it right now.
We'll see.
Well,
yeah. That was a lot that went on.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of plot development, a lot of character development. If you're watching this and we've asked lots of questions, reach out through Twitter. Mm-hmm. You can follow me on Twitter at Michael Klaus TV, on Instagram at TheOnlyMC. Jeff, where can they reach you?
Yeah, same, guys. You can reach me at Jeffrey C. Graham. If we missed anything, bring it up in the comments. We'll be there. We'll mm-hmm. talk about it.
Yeah, we check the YouTube comments, too, afterwards throughout the week.
Yeah, and just so you guys all know, to be clear about the schedule, we are back next week, and we're just going to be covering one at a time from now, which is probably good because
one at a time.
There's a lot of stuff in this show.
Also, something else you can do, follow The Good Place on Instagram.
Yes.
They're posting behind-the-scenes stuff. Even you mentioned last week about, are they on a set? Are they on a uh-huh. place? They actually showed a picture of like the set, and it seemed like they were like actually in a park.
Oh, and they're on location.
See, it seemed that way from what I saw on the Instagram. But they posted a picture of like the burning plant. They're constantly posting things. It's a way to kind of get some extra information.
Awesome. Cool.
So, well, hey, thanks for joining us. Feel free to follow us, like us on iTunes, give us 5 stars, come back next week. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.